We are going to talk about political allegories in the novel and the film Dune, particularly in terms of the new 2021 version of the first half of Dune that has been released. Dune is an enormously important book because it sets a political and, if you will, religious allegory about our world. Now, the question is, what is that allegory and how it is going to be interpreted? The allegory is the emergence of a political messiah, a political dictator, if you will, who is spiritually tuned in to God, who is spiritually in harmony with nature, who is against an evil empire that is destroying nature, is destroying the environment. And the hero in Dune perfects his spirituality and gains power to lead spiritually aware people, the Fremen, to overthrow the greatest empire in the universe. Now, in looking at that in 2021, which is quite a while after the time that Frank Herbert wrote the book, you see an analogy in today's world. You see an evil empire, America. You see an evil empire that is totally at odds with any kind of environmental or spiritual sanity. You see an evil empire that is involved in the wholesale destruction of the planet. Now, when you look at American history, you see a total disconnect between any concept of living in harmony with the earth. The American imperialists exterminated most of the native inhabitants who did at least have some concept of living in harmony with the earth. The American imperialists today are actually doing a lot worse than the imperialists in Dune because their whole system is just falling apart right and left. The question is, what comes next? And this is a subject we have wrestled with for a long time. It is extremely likely, and no one can definitively say for sure, at least we can't definitively say for sure, how exactly all this is going to go down. But a logical conclusion from recent events in U.S. history is that, again, the American so-called progressive movement has failed. These people just don't have what it takes to get the job done. And this has been a long-term process of failure, such as the failure of the progressive movement to prevent the plutocrats, the leaders on Wall Street, from dragging America into World War I in defense of the money lords of England. Now, we're not one of these people who think the bankers control the world and so on. On the other hand, it is even far sillier to believe that the economic nexus between England and America was not the nexus for the entry of America into World War I. J.P. Morgan, for example, got his start as a broker for British loans, and the Morgan Bank was one of the principal organizations funding agitation for U.S. entry into World War I while making enormous loans to weapons manufacturers and ultimately to the British government itself when it started running out of money in 2016. So these people cannot be relied upon. They cannot be relied upon. In World War II, the entire war was completely mismanaged, leading to the needless atrocities of the firebombing of the German and Japanese cities, which would later be replicated in the firebombing of the North Korean cities. And a viable peace was not made because the progressives, Henry Wallace and so on, were unable to stop the creation of a new war, the Cold War, which set in motion a whole new level of debt, death, and disaster after World War II. When the Soviet Union collapsed, there was a false sense of security that, well, this proved the American system was best, so on and so on and so forth. That has definitively been proven to be absolute nonsense by now. It all started going wrong. Well, it started going wrong on a whole lot of different levels, but it really started going wrong with Bill Clinton, a guy who sold out the principles of the so-called progressive movement and cut deal after deal with Wall Street, which ruined the lives of low-income people and which set in motion the long-term decline of the American economy. Now, this would be a 300-hour lecture to list all the absurdities and disasters and crimes committed by America since 2001, when they spent $8 trillion on a whole series of wars, killing 2 million innocent people, and on and on and on the carnage went. Today, America is in disastrous shape. It is not realistic to see that the U.S. progressive movement is going to produce the new Paul Atreides for the world. It is not realistic. And there are very, very serious problems with this. So we have to look outside the United States, something we've believed for a long time. Where? Who knows? That's a tough one. We've always said Europe, but who knows? Europe, we still believe, in spite of the pathetic nature of modern Europe, in spite of the disaster in Germany, we have this despicable woman, Angela Merkel, put in charge, who was really a puppet of American imperialism. Fortunately, she's gone, but her protege is in charge of the European Union, and Germany is in very sorry shape politically right now. So who knows where it will come from? But we think Europe, but it could come from someplace else. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, who knows about the ability of China to provide world leadership? We are skeptical, but who knows? What we would say, though, is that the American progressive movement is almost certainly not up to the job. Now, there's some big problems with the U.S. progressive movement in its connection to the intolerant missionary movement of the 19th century. And we are not anti-Christian, but there's some very unhappy aspects about Christianity going back to the time it was put in charge in the Roman Empire in terms of its intolerance of other religions and the nightmare that it created when it was in charge of Europe during the Dark Ages. And they were called Dark Ages because they were Dark Ages. It's really not that complicated. And within the American so-called left today are equally intolerant views about issues such as human rights and so on. Indeed, the murderous aspects of American imperialism, particularly under Obama, were justified by a crusade for human rights. War criminals such as Susan Rice, war criminals such as Samantha Power, these people unleashed wave after wave of death and destruction against innocent people. It's also highly relevant that George W. Bush, a reformed alcoholic who became a religious crackpot, reintroduced torture into the world as a legitimate means of foreign policy, something that neither Hitler nor Stalin ever dared do. So these are acts of a deep moral depravity, and there's a deep failure of the progressive movement to deal with this, which is one more reason why we see reform coming from without the United States. The so-called human rights movement in America is a sham. It's to force their version of human rights on other people at gunpoint, while America itself is a human rights disaster. Has America paid reparations to the Native Americans? No. Has America paid reparations to Black Americans? No. And you don't even have national health insurance in America. You don't even have the people in the capital of America having the right to vote. This could be a long conversation, but human rights in America, America's in no position to hand out any advice on human rights. And these people are utterly intolerant. They are absolute megalomaniacs. They want to force their system on everybody, even though it's not working here. And this is a level of megalomania that really, in many ways, surpasses communism and fascism in terms of its desire to conquer the world and kill people who get in its way and so on and so forth. But this is all sort of disintegrating from within. It's disintegrating from within, and we need to think creatively about who the new Paul Atreides will be, where this person will come from, what will be their ideology, and how they will come to power.